Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 77,000 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Prime Minister says new projects will help country to emerge as global center for green energy and leading blue economy. Prime Minister Modi completes 11 years in office, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. All-party parliamentary delegations meet world leaders to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Indigenously developed high-resolution Bharat forecasting system launched for accurate weather forecast up to panchayat level. Israel rejects new US proposal to halt its offensive in Gaza. An Indian shooter, Tejaswini, claims gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event of ISSF Junior World Cup in Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 77,400 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Addressing a public meeting in Bhuj, the Prime Minister highlighted that these initiatives will contribute significantly to India's emergence as a leading blue economy and a global centre for green energy.
आज यहाँ विकास से जुड़े 50,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है। एक समय था पूरे गुजरात में 50,000 करोड़ की योजना सुनाई नहीं देती थी, आज एक जिले में 50,000 करोड़ रुपए का काम। साथियों, ये प्रोजेक्ट भारत को दुनिया की एक बहुत बड़ी और ब्लू इकोनॉमी बनाने, ग्रीन एनर्जी का सेंटर बनाने में भी मदद करेगी।
The Prime Minister said it is the government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and the electricity bill should be zero. He said PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has been launched towards this end.
Hamara Kutch, Bharat ki Saur Kranti ke bhi kendra mein, dunia ke sabse bade solar power project mein se ek yahan mere Kutch mein ban raha hai. खावड़ा कॉम्प्लेक्स के कारण कच्छ पूरी दुनिया के एनर्जी मैप में अपनी जगह बना चुका है। साथियों, हमारी सरकार का प्रयास है कि आपको पर्याप्त बिजली भी मिले और बिजली का बिल भी जीरो हो।
The Prime Minister added that Kutch is becoming the world's largest center of green energy.
हमारा कच्छ हरित ऊर्जा का दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा केंद्र बन रहा है। ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन एक नए प्रकार का ईंधन है। आने वाले समय में कारें, बसें, स्ट्रीट लाइट ये ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन से चलने वाली है।
Earlier, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod. He said 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Viksit Bharat. During his speeches today, Prime Minister Modi took a sharp dig at Pakistan, stating that while India promotes tourism that connects people, Pakistan treats terrorism as tourism. On Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said that it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
Operation Sindoor sirf ek sainya karyawai nahi hai. Ye hum Bhartiyon ke sanskaron, hamari bhavnaon ki abhivyakti hai. Aatank phailane walon ko sapne mein bhi socha nahi hoga. Modi se mukabla karna kitna mushkil hota hai.
During his visit, the Prime Minister held roadshows at Varodara, Bhuj and Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde led all-party delegation today, met Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Congo, Therese Kai Kawamba Wagner.
इस बैठक में हमने किस प्रकार से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से जूझ रहा है, टेररिज्म से लड़ रहा है, इन्हें भी हमने वही मैसेज दिया, जीरो टॉलरेंस अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म जो हमारा नया नॉर्मल है, ट्रेड एंड टेरर कैनॉट गो टुगेदर, ट्रेड एंड टॉक्स कैनॉट गो टुगेदर.
And the multi-party delegation headed by NCP, SCP, Supriya Shule met Minister of State for Interior Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Faisal bin Mohammed Al Thani, and apprised him on the Pahalgam attack, Operation Sindoor, and India's stand against terrorism.
Today we had meetings at the ministry level, at the external affairs, which was very, very reassuring to us. And we are hopeful that we could take this dialogue further. The government has been extraordinarily hospitable, and in all the meetings they were very, very reassuring. And they have committed to us that they are also with India on the zero tolerance against any terrorism.
JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha led delegation met the chairperson National Defense Committee of National Assembly of South Korea, Sung Tu Zong, in Seoul. The delegation apprised him on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, saying that it was intended to disrupt communal harmony in India. In Slovenia, DMK MP Kanimori led an all-party delegation, met the chairperson of the Foreign Policy Committee of National Assembly. Slovenian side reaffirmed its condemnation of terrorism as pure evil that cannot be justified in any form. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014, Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history, as it had ended the era of coalition politics in India, with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. We have a report.
History was scripted in the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan on the evening of 26th May 2014 as Narendra Modi took oath as the 14th Prime Minister of India after a historic mandate from the people of India. In Narendra Modi, the people of the country see a dynamic, decisive and development-oriented leader who emerged as a ray of hope for the dreams and aspirations of a billion Indians.
Main Narendra Damodar Das Modi Ishwar ki shapath leta hu ki main विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता का अक्षण रखूंगा.
His focus on development, eye for detail and efforts to bring a qualitative difference in the lives of the poorest of the poor have made Narendra Modi a popular leader across the length and breadth of the country. Mr. Modi's taking over charge as the Prime Minister was the beginning of development-oriented politics with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. In the last 11 years, the country has witnessed instrumental changes in all sectors and it has gained a new confidence. From improving basic facilities for the common man, boosting infrastructure and strengthening economy to employment generation, ensuring internal security and raising India's global stature, Mr. Modi's leadership has made a new imprint worldwide. Leaving the legacy of policy paralysis, India has become the fourth largest economy in the world and now aspires to become a developed nation by 2047 under the strong leadership of Mr. Modi. With Divakar's report, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
As the nation celebrates the success of Operation Sindoor, Akashwani News brings a special series dedicated to armed forces to honour their unwavering dedication. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Company Quartermaster Havildar Abdul Hamid, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War in 1965.
During the 1965 Indo-Pak War, the four grenadiers occupied a vital position near the village of Chima on the Khem-Karan-Bhikivind Road. On the night of September 8th, Pakistani forces launched several probing attacks on the grenadiers' positions, all of which were repelled. The situation escalated on the morning of September 10th when a regiment of Pakistani patterned tanks launched a major offensive. By 9 in the morning, enemy tanks had breached the forward positions. At this critical juncture, Company Quartermaster Hawaldar Abdul Hamid, commanding a recoilless gun detachment, took swift action. Mounting his gun on a jeep, he destroyed the lead tank and then shifted position to take out another. Despite being targeted by concentrated machine gun and shell fire, he continued engaging the enemy until he was fatally wounded by a high explosive shell. For his extraordinary bravery and sacrifice, he was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the indigenously developed high-resolution Bharat forecasting system in New Delhi.
ये जो आज की व्यवस्था है ये विशेष कर केंद्रित रहेगी पंचायतों पर और वो भी जैसे कि हमने एस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट का एक सफल प्रयोग किया था मोदी जी की कल्पना थी अब उसकी सफलता के बाद एस्पिरेशनल ब्लॉक्स की तरफ जा रहे हैं धीरे धीरे विलेजेस की और पंचायत की तरफ तो ये भी उसी इकोसिस्टम का हिस्सा बनेगा फोकसिंग प्राइमरीली क्योंकि वहां पर किसान भी है वहां फिशरमैन भी है वहां आम नागरिक भी है छात्र भी हैं गृहणियां भी हैं
We have more from a correspondent.
Developed by the Pune-based Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, the Bharat forecasting system will provide forecast with a 6-kilometer resolution, the highest in the world, which will allow the meteorological department to predict small-scale weather features more accurately. The BFS, which will be operational up to the panchayat level, is expected to help address extreme rainfall events, among other things. The new model allows a horizontal resolution of about 6 km, which is typically the size of a cluster or panchayat. It has been in experimental mode for over 3 years and has demonstrated notable improvements. The Bharat FS is the only global numerical weather prediction system in the world that is deployed at such a high resolution, representing a major advancement in India's forecasting capabilities. Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Israel has rejected a new U.S. proposal aimed at halting its offensive in Gaza and securing the release of 10 more hostages. A senior Israeli official from the country's negotiation team told Israel's state-owned TV today that U.S. mediators presented the proposal overnight. According to the official, it included the release of 5 living hostages and 5 deceased, the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, a 70-day ceasefire and negotiations towards a permanent ceasefire. The official said that Israel has rejected the deal, describing it as a surrender to Hamas. Heavy monsoon rains in coastal Karnataka and western Ghat districts have disrupted normal life. Dakshina Kannada, Udupi, Kodagu, Shivamoga and Chikmagalur are facing the brunt of the monsoon. The red alert continues in coastal Karnataka and western Ghat districts in the state. In Maharashtra, several regions including Pune, Satara and Solapur, Raigarh, Mumbai and the Mumbai metropolitan region have experienced heavy rainfall. Mumbai recorded 135.4 millimetres of rainfall in the last 24 hours. Dhon received 117 millimeter of rainfall and Baramati 104.75 millimeters. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has issued orders for immediate surveys and damage assessments in affected areas. Indian shooter Tejaswini today claimed the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event of the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Zul, Germany. India continues to dominate the tournament with 11 medals, including 3 gold, 4 silver and 4 bronze. In IPL T20 cricket today, Mumbai Indians were 164 for 5 in 18.1 overs against Punjab Kings at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Punjab Kings won the toss and elected to field. Although both the teams have secured the spot in the playoffs, the match assumes importance as the winner will take the top 2 finish and place in the qualifier 1 match. The top 2 finish gives the teams 2 shots in the playoffs to make it to the final. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 77,000 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Prime Minister says new projects will help country to emerge as global centre for green energy and leading blue economy. Prime Minister Modi completes 11 years in office, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. All-party parliamentary delegations meet world leaders to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Indigenously developed high-resolution Bharat forecasting system launched for accurate weather forecast up to panchayat level. Israel rejects new US proposal to halt its offensive in Gaza. An Indian shooter, Tejaswini, claims gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event of ISSF Junior World Cup in Germany. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.